This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli airstrikes have hit a school being used by displaced people in central Gaza, killing dozens of people. Saturday's attack happened as negotiators prepared to meet international mediators to discuss a proposed ceasefire. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli airstrikes have hit a school and a hospital in central Gaza. At least 30 people sheltering at the girls' school in Deir el-Bala were taken to Al-Aqsa Hospital and pronounced dead after a strike that Israel's military said targeted a Hamas command and control center used to store weapons and plan attacks. Gaza's health ministry says over 10 people were killed in other strikes on Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
9 people, including at least one child, were critically wounded by a rocket fired from Lebanon that hit a village football pitch in the Israeli-held Golan Heights on Saturday, according to Israeli emergency services. The wounded were aged 10 to 20, Israel's ambulance service said. A medic described great destruction and fire at the scene. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told Christians at an event organized by the conservative group Turning Point Action in West Palm Beach, Florida, on Friday that if they vote for him this November, they'll never have to vote again. Democratic opponents accuse him of being a threat to democracy after his attempt to overturn his 2020 defeat to President Joe Biden, an effort that led to the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. If Trump wins a second term in the White House in 2024, he can serve only 4 more years as president under the United States Constitution. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.